This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Ooh, Shrek me, Daddy.
It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refai.
I'm JP Donkey.
And I'm Erin Waffles.
You are Fiona Keefe.
No, I don't have to be the girl. I can be the Waffles.
T-shirt. Stop the podcast. That's a T-shirt.
And in the morning, I'm making Erin.
Making me what? Waffles?
Yep. Well, that turned into a real Inception moment. Yeah. How can I make you waffles when you are waffles?
Mm. Oh, boy. I choose to be the waffles.
It's babies raising babies. It's waffles,
waffles having waffles, y'all. Boy, this week is Thanksgiving. This will come out later than Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Did I just ruin this podcast?
No.
I ruined the mystery?
Yeah, sure. This is probably going to come out pretty close to Thanksgiving, relatively close to Thanksgiving.
What if we had a new segment called Mysterectomy, where we try and take out a mystery and solve it?
Okay. No, you're pitching a segment without having any content for the segment.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, fans, we have a new segment on the show. It's called Mysterectomy. Adol chose the name.
We have to have some sort of intro. Ow. Mysterectomy. Erin just put on the fakest grin I've ever seen.
I'm just waiting to see what happens next. I'm just an audience member like the rest of them.
Okay.
So this week's Mysterectomy is going to be what happened to the people at Roanoke, the colony of Roanoke that famously disappeared.
Roanoke, that's in Boston, right, Erin?
Mm-hmm. In Boston.
I thought it was like Virginia.
Yeah.
It's Boston.
Yeah, it is Virginia, maybe.
What do we think happened to those people?
I think Roanoke and Atlantis talked on the phone. And they decided to meet in the Bermuda Triangle. And then, so they're all hanging out there.
Is this a joke? A setup to a joke?
What do Roanoke, Atlantis,
careful,
and Adol all have in common?
They both sunk.
People hear about, help. JPC, I'm looking right at you. Help me.
Erin, this theory is like when Jesse, John, and Kevin all got their own rooms because I'm about to debunk it. Yeah, we had three-layer bunk beds growing up.
You had three-layer bunk beds?
No. But I think me and Kevin had bunk beds.
You had oops all bunk beds?
We had oops all bunk beds. Well, you know what's fucked up is that I'm remembering that Kevin and I had our own rooms at my mom's house, and we shared a room at dad's house.
Mom richer than dad.
Yeah, for sure. Mom way richer than dad.
Does dad listen to this podcast?
I don't know. Not my dad.
A dad, maybe.
Does any of our dads listen?
I don't think
my dad knows what a podcast is or what I am.
Oh. I feel a little bad, but yeah, my dad's heard an episode or two. He's been on it.
Remember, everybody?
He's been on a Patreon episode. Go over to Patreon if my parents are on an episode.
Mariah's dad listened to a Patreon episode today. She listened to the Patreon episode that everyone's significant others were on. She listened to Mariah's dad, mom and dad listened to Mariah's episode.
What did they think of Sean?
They didn't have very kind things to say about Sean.
No.
They said he's trying too hard.
Yeah. They said it sounds like he doesn't clean a microwave.
No one tries harder than Sean Coyle. And I stand by that.
Yikes. That was our first Mysterectomy. If you liked it, don't say anything. Should we get into this episode? I'm going to be old man puzzles.
Yeah, say it like an old man.
I'm going to be old man puzzles.
Get off my puzzles.
Hey, kids, get off my puzzles.
Oh, excuse me. I'm going to burst through my screen door to tell you to get off my puzzles.
Get back here with my TV.
What was that?
and in the morning, I'm making Ruffles.
Go hang out with your trampolines and your internet friends.
Ruffles? Ruffles have ridges.
Oops. Oops, all puzzles. Oops, all puzzies.
I was actually practicing. I've told you guys I've been watching Peaky Blinders.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been practicing. There's a character named Arthur who's the main character's brother, older brother. And I've been practicing his voice. You want to hear it?
I'm ready.
Who plays Arthur?
Some guy, some Irish guy.
Sure.
Hey, Tommy. Oh, it's me, Arthur Shelby. Don't mess with the Peaky fucking Blinders. Tommy.
He just says Tommy a lot.
Okay.
Tommy.
He sounds very British.
And let me just play a clip from Peaky Blinders so that people have something to compare that to.
Oi, Tommy. It's me, your older brother, Tommy. Oi, Tommy.
Wow, great, and let's play those. Let's do my impression with that clip at the same time.
Great.
Oi, Tommy.
Oi, Tommy.
It's me, your older brother.
It's me, the older brother, Tommy.
Don't mess with the Peaky fucking Blinders.
Tommy.
Oi, Tommy.
Don't mess with the Peaky fucking blinders.
Okay, and what was that third thing that...
I didn't hear a third thing.
Let's play it one more time. We'll try to isolate that soundbite.
Oh, I'm the one who's the girl on the podcast, and I can still do the voices of the men on the Irish show.
And let's pause that. We're going to continue to isolate it, but now we're going to interact with it.
Great.
Hello?
Hello.
Who are you?
I didn't decide this segment, and it's been turned on to me.
Spirit, if you are hostile to us, you have to let us know.
You've trapped me in this impression, and I hate it.
I like how you said spirit like you're talking to Siri.
Tommy.
Spirit? Spirit, turn on temperature.
It's 84 degrees outside.
Make it 98 degrees.
It's 98 Nick Lachey's outside.
Oh, boy.
Is everyone having fun listening? Oh, boy.
We can't pull them. We have no idea. We have no way of knowing.
Is Peaky Blinders good?
The first two seasons are great. Third season's pretty rough. And then from there, it's like meh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if the fourth season of every television show, no matter when it came on or when it originally aired, took place during a writer's strike? Like, writers always had to strike during the fourth season of every television show just to see if it could survive. Because I was looking at Lost episodes, and it's like, Lost, season one, 24 episodes. Season two, 23 episodes. Season three, 25 episodes. Season four, 9 episodes. And I was like, oh, I remember what happened.
I remember that, when TV was bad.
All TV was ruined immediately.
It took a real dip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some, maybe we'll do some warm-up riddies. Let's start with this. And this is relevant and apropos of what we just did. What country's capital is growing fastest? What country's capital is growing fastest?
What country's capital
is growing fastest?
Djibouti, because you're eating too much Spam.
Bam.
What?
Djibouti.
Adel's booty's growing fast.
Why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7 ate ass. Because 7 ate Djibouti.
What country's capital is growing fastest?
Ooh, I just thought of a fun joke.
Madrid racing.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Why?
Because at the end, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow's head's in that box.
Oh, come
and
on.
Also Kevin Spacey's.
I always think, I go, why does, my brain's too tired to think of this out.
Why does what?
But I was like, the movie 7 has come up a lot lately. And then I realized that just I've been hanging out with you guys and you've been talking a lot about the movie 7
Adel, why was 6 afraid of 7?
Why?
Because that, like, knife strapped to the dildo, that would, like, fucking hurt so bad to die.
Is that in the movie 7?
Yes.
A knife on a dildo?
Yeah, remember the...
Oh, a nildo?
Oh, God.
A knife?
So what are the 7 deadly sins?
Lust. Greed, gluttony, lust.
That lust. Think
taxes.
Think about how the lust person died. Yeah, not great.
Kissed to death.
Nope.
I don't want
knife on a dildo?
And we're done.
That's like a raunchy vaudeville act. Knife on a dildo. Two bits. What country's capital is growing fastest?
It's a play on like, it's like kid something.
Remember I said this was relevant to what we just talked about? What did we
Dublin?
Talk about? Yep.
Dublin. It's Dublin.
Aaron got it, but what's a country?
Ireland.
And why is it Dublin?
Because it's Dublin in size.
The answer is Ireland, because every year it's Dublin.
Well, yeah, but also Brexit's probably...
I would love to go to Ireland. I've never been.
I think that it's too late. I think it's Brexit now, and I think Ireland's canceled.
I can't go.
Yeah.
Dublin
you can
is
go to Northern
Dublin's very
Ireland.
Fun. It's very fun to go to a Dublin bar and like get a Guinness. It's very satisfying.
Do you say make it a Dublin?
Mm-hmm.
For a Guinness?
Make it a Dublin.
I love ordering a beer and asking for a double. They're like, you want 2 beers? And it's like, I've never been in a bar before.
The interesting thing is that if you just say, give me a beer, they give you a Guinness. So if you don't want Guinness, you have to specify something else.
Who doesn't want Guinness?
If you just say, give me a pint, they'll give you Guinness.
Oh, interesting. So it's
my mom loves Guinness.
Really popular.
The only alcohol she likes is Guinness.
I don't drink anymore, but I remember that Guinness was a beer that I would be able to drink at like room temperature.
Hmm. Yeah. If you would you ever try for a Guinness World Record? And if so, which one? Longest fingernails?
I'd try.
I used to be obsessed with that book.
I want to win hottest face.
Hottest.
In terms of temperature?
Temperature.
No. No.
Well then, Aaron, my friend, you already won.
Oh, thank you.
I would. I think that I have an actual chance of winning most punched to death douchebag. What? No. What's a Guinness World Record that you think maybe reasonably
that you could do?
No. Each
weirdest
one of you.
Dick.
Person who put up with JPC and Adel the longest.
Ooh.
That's one you could reasonably win. Adel, what's one that you could reasonably win?
That I could reasonably win? Most plaid.
Biggest chunt. Coldest eyes.
Longest nap.
Deadest inside.
Sharkest heart.
Sharkest heart. Oh, the sharkest heart.
Sharkest heart sounds like a teen heartthrob that's going to be popular in a couple of years.
Sharkest heart.
It's sharkest heart.
Sharkest heart sounds like a Disney Plus original.
Can I see
He's a
scene?
Cold sharkest heart.
Can I see a scene? JBC, your sharkest heart, your teen heartthrob, and Adel, you've been waiting in line for like 10 hours, and now here's your chance to meet sharkest heart.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out tonight. I love you. Peace to Minneapolis. I love you so much.
Door slam. Hello. I was waiting inside the door.
Oh.
I slipped behind you while you were signing autographs.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Sharkus.
My name is Quint.
Your name's Quint?
My name is Quint.
Were you at the show tonight, Quint?
Yes, I was. You were wonderful. I'm such a big fan. I'm so sorry.
It's always nice to meet a fan.
Being weird.
No, you're not being weird.
Chumming up my love for you. Chum.
This isn't one of my songs.
No, I was inspired by you to write my own song.
You wrote me a song?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to need a bigger boat for my heart.
This is a different song?
Bigger boat for my heart.
So it's chumming up.
These are two separate
songs. Chumming up, bigger boat. Actually, do you mind if I get a pen and paper and write some of this stuff down?
Use my chalkboard.
No, I'll use the pen and paper. Go ahead and do.
No, use my chalkboard.
Okay, you're right. This is better. Well, go ahead and give me another one. What did you say your name is Quint?
My name is Quint.
Quint,
I don't know what's happened to you recently, but you've been producing hit after hit, Sharkist. What's next? What's your next big song?
Well, Scary Spice is right. What is your next big song?
I guess you could say that I have a quintessential album coming out.
Sing the song.
Well, I guess you could say that it couldn't be long before my album hits the public.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, in a quaint way of saying it, it might make a little more sense. You ready for my big song?
Yes.
2, 3, 4. Sharking in the ocean of love. Sharking in the ocean of love. Swimming fast now. Tiger shark. Snap, snap, snap. Tiger swimming in the ocean of love. Girl shark. Snap, snap.
Did you say girl shark?
I listened to your new album.
What did you think?
I thought you were going to rip off some of my songs, but then you sing your own song.
I forgot all of them. You had me, you had me put it on a chalkboard.
My love never stops moving or it dies.
Did you say Girl Shark? Girl Shark.
Yeah, it was the end of Tiger Shark, but it sounds like Girl Shark.
Mm.
What was the name of your character? Heart Shark? No, what was it?
Shark Barkman?
No, that's your Instagram. What was the...
Oh, what?
What did we just say?
We can't remember it.
Oh, Sharkest heart.
Sharkest heart.
Sharkest heart. Sharkest heart. Do, 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 do. Sharkest heart. I had to do that.
Sharks are all out now.
Next riddle.
Next riddle. How did a 5-year-old lift up 50 pounds with one hand?
They lifted themselves up.
What's that now?
Lift me up in the...
They grabbed into a bar and they pulled themselves
up. The 5-year-old was
pulling 50 pounds?
Yeah, I do.
Pulling himself off a cliff. Actually, yes.
I do think a 50
You think a 5-year-old is 50 pounds?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
100%.
I guarantee you 5-year-olds are either 49 pounds or 51 pounds.
Hey, Siri.
Yes.
Hey, Spirit.
What is the average weight of a 5-year-old?
Is this the first something weird again?
Okay, hold on.
Is your Siri British?
British?
This isn't my phone.
Yes, it is.
This is not my phone. I took this from someone.
Why did Siri just say, give it to me, daddy?
Okay, 5-year-olds are typically... 50 pounds.
Does it say?
No, I just made that up.
Answer my riddle. How does a 5-year-old lift up 50 pounds with one hand?
It's money, my dear
boy.
And
it's not lifting up themselves.
It's money.
He's using the pound system for money.
5-year-olds famously have weak upper bodies.
British pounds.
British pounds. That's a great guess, but you are wrong.
That's wrong?
How did a five-year-old lift up 50 pounds with one hand?
You haven't met the five-year-olds who've beat me up.
You haven't met the five-year-olds of my dreams.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are the world's strongest five-year-old. Aaron, you are babysitting the world's strongest five-year-old.
Hey, bud, do you want to play Uno?
Marbles.
You want to play marbles?
I want to play with Marlboros.
We actually can't play with marbles anymore.
I don't want to play with marbles. I want to play with Marlboros.
Okay, well, you can't play with those or marbles because you keep throwing them through the window, bud. It keeps breaking all the glass.
I don't care. I want to vape.
You can't vape. We realize that it's just as bad as smoking.
I want mango vape.
No.
They should regulate the amount of nicotine inside of the vape liquid. I want mango vape.
No, I'm sorry.
I get plumage. I get sick plumage.
I really don't want to encourage this. People don't look cool vaping. They think they look cool. They don't look cool.
I can blow big clouds. Please let me blow big clouds.
No, let's just play a quiet game. Here, let's play a game. Ready?
I'm going to whip your arms off.
No, please don't.
I'm going to whip them off.
No, please.
Let me vape. Give me a jewel or I whip them off.
Okay. See, look, I made a jewel, and
I hold
you go.
I'm holding you on the ceiling now.
Okay.
You're here on the ceiling until you won't come down until I get to vape or smoke a Marlboro.
Okay, you can vape. You can vape.
Thank you. What's vape?
Zane.
You can vape. You can vape. Beat it, bada, bada, bop. Thank you, JPC, for playing the weirdest 5-year-old.
You know what? You're right. 5-year-olds are probably about 40 pounds.
How did a 5-year-old lift up 50 pounds with one hand?
I don't know.
50 pounds with one hand?
I'm ready for a hint or the answer.
Oh, I'm ready for a hint as well.
Okay, we're still in the warm-up section. The hint is maybe he didn't do it all at once.
Is that the answer also?
That's the answer. He lifted 1 pound 50 times.
Damn, so 1 pound's a lot for a 5-year-old.
Bet you all feel pretty dumb.
1 pound's a lot for me and my weak-ass arms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
5-pound weights make
Aaron.
Me sore. What?
Let's say that you have to bench press. What's your max if you had to bench press?
Do I have a ton of adrenaline? Am I lifting?
Sure.
A bench press off of a baby?
You're being chased.
No. You're at your normal. You're at your normal whatever your median is, which is like 90% sleepy.
Okay. I want to. In order to answer this, how much can you bench press, JPC, on your average day?
So I have no idea. I know that the bar is 45 pounds.
The max I did, and this is just one rep, was 265.
Damn, maxed out. Was this during college?
This was my freshman year of college.
Yeah, because you played sports back then, right?
And I played high school football.
100?
Yeah. And college basketball.
You could do 100. 100.
100.
I think I could do...
Maybe a little bit more, like
no idea if I could. I think I could do 150 pounds.
I think you could.
Absolutely.
You're really strong. You're a push-up king.
I'm a push-up king. I don't have a bench press, and it's probably been 8 years since I've done that, since I've used a bench press.
Well, that will be our $15 Patreon tier, is JPC
is
at the
us.
Gym.
Yeah. If people could pay us in time, I would be at the gym all the time.
Yeah, if you want to see a Patreon tier that's the three of us luring to
work out,
we will do that.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if people are interested in that. Diet and exercise
we should do
is
something
pretty boring.
What's the thing where it's, tell that to Joe Rogan. What's the thing where it's like when people do marathons or something, they sponsor people where it's like, I'll give you a cent per mile or something. We should do that, but we should do it with pounds. Where it's like,
oh yeah, that's way more than a cent.
lifting though, not losing.
GBP,
because I want to gain
great.
Muscle weight, baby.
We should do a contest to see who can get the strongest between
ripped.
The three of us. We should take 3 months, do a contest to see who can get the strongest, and the way that we decide who wins is we all get to punch Casey in the face super hard one time.
Casey says yes.
Casey says yes. Yeah. Casey gives a big thumbs up.
And whoever makes you hurt the most wins.
Yeah. And
can we insult Casey if we didn't get strong?
Absolutely.
If we forgot to get strong.
We can always do that because Casey's an employee.
Yeah.
Nothing would be funnier if we got super jacked as a bit. The three of us just get
and then,
so strong.
Once we do it and take like a million photos, like go to Sears and take a bunch of photos with our shirts off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Don't speak
our
for me.
Off. Pants off for you.
I'm a part of this.
Then we immediately just gain our weight back.
Yeah. I'd love that. That's like Paul Rudd and Ant-Man, right?
If someone can think of a creative way for all of us to get in shape, we will do it.
There's no way that I'll ever get in shape.
If you see us out in public, chase us with a knife.
No.
We need it.
We need it.
Chase Adel with a knife.
We need it.
Chase me with bubbles.
Aaron, let's
or
be
run
honest.
In front of me with bubbles and I'll run after you and I'll pop all of them.
Let's be honest. If you see us in public, you should try to kill us. We need it.
There can be only one host.
All right, Adel.
Here's our last warm-up puzzle. And this is a special one because it was sent in by Mama Puzzles herself, my mother, Patty Stuckey.
Was it really?
Wow.
Yes, it was. She messaged me the other day. She only talks to me like once a year. She didn't message me to say I love you. She messaged me with a riddle she said I could use on my little show. Kidding.
Little show.
It's not that little.
Kidding.
I'm 5'8".
I have a wonderful relationship with my mom. She loves me very much.
How often do you call her?
Never. When she calls me, I text her and I say, what's up?
I text her and I say, driving.
I call my parents all the time. I actually drive them crazy.
Yeah. I say driving and then I send her a picture of the golf course.
I used to call my dad every day. And then I stopped because I was like, I think I'm driving him crazy.
And by that, you mean you're in your room going, Dad, Dad.
Dad? Yep. And he'd be like, I'm in Boston.
So this is sent in by Mama Puzzles. You are sitting inside a plane. There's a horse in front of you and a car behind you. Where are you?
Disney Plus plane. I'm on a plane with planes and cars too.
There's a horse in front of me and a what behind me?
And a car behind you. You are sitting inside a plane. There's a horse in front of you and a car behind you. Where are you?
It's like a not like an airplane.
It's an airplane.
Oh.
You're sitting inside an airplane. There's a horse in front of you
and
a car
behind you.
Am I in a museum?
Yeah, that's a great guess. You are not in a museum.
Is it the movies that are playing on the front, the seat in front of you and the seat behind you?
Also a great guess, but incorrect. Can I ask you what movies you would think would have a horse and a car?
Well, Cars.
And then horse.
And then?
Horses.
Hidalgo.
War horse.
Hidalgo. Favorite horse
I want to see a scene.
Viggo Mortensen. Hidalgo.
I want to see a scene. Japes, you are a sort of commander in the army. It can be British or American.
Sure.
I don't care. But you're a sort of general or commander, whichever is best for you. Aaron, you are a horse who has enlisted in the army, mm-hmm. and you are receiving orders and kind of get the lay of the land.
Jesus Christ. Scarny thing like you is a... only thing that they can send out to me. How much you weigh, horse?
Nay, I weigh like 150 pounds, about as much as JPC can bench.
150 pounds?
I'm real little.
You're a tiny, you're a mini horse. You think a mini horse can fight in the God's own army?
I do. I think I can sneak around because people think I'm a rocking horse when they see me.
Well, unlucky for us, mini horse, but we actually need you because you're the only one we got. Now I need you to take yourself all the way to the front lines and resupply the men. Can you do that, mini horse?
Resupply them with what?
Just their humor. They're all in poor spirits, and they need a little horse to go and make some jokes for them.
All right, I'm not a very funny person. Can you give me any jokes you want me to tell? I promise I'll deliver them just the way you
and
did.
And we take it to the front line of the war.
Oh, a horse. This is boosting my morale. Please, horse... tell us a joke.
Tell us a joke, horse.
Yeah, I'm from Texas. Tell us a joke.
Hey, Tex, shut up.
What's the difference? What's the difference between a horse and the enemy?
This is a riddle, not a joke.
Well,
a joke.
Let's hear how it ends before we judge.
Okay. What's the difference between a horse and the people you're fighting right now, the enemy?
The horses aren't German?
The horse...
Horses aren't trying to kill us?
Horse.
Our enemy's not long in the
face? We're both killing right now.
That's the difference?
Oh, shoot. What's the similarity between horses and the enemy?
We cut back to her talking to the general. Okay, it's what's the difference between the horse and the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
We're both killing right now.
Okay.
Great?
Great. Okay, I'll say it just
okay,
like that.
Okay, remember that.
And
okay.
We take you to a German camp where the horse has been held hostage.
Where, Mr. Horse? Tell us a joke or we will turn you into glue.
We have ways of making you squawk.
What's the difference? Between yes. a horse and the enemy.
Okay.
With a button, very good.
Wait, who's the enemy here? Us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, we're the good guys.
No, in this joke scenario, what's the difference between a horse and you guys?
Okay, what's the difference between the horse and the Nazi? And a horse does not have blue eyes.
I'm killing right now. The horse is killing right now.
Blam, blam, blam.
Oh, the horse killed all the Nazis.
I'm a hero.
Scene. Warhorse.
Warhorse.
Check it out. I think it's a
puppet.
Did I
tell my Warhorse quick story?
Did you see Warhorse?
Okay, never mind.
Did you see it?
No.
The puppet?
No.
No.
Okay, but those puppets were amazing.
What's your Warhorse story?
I already told it.
Maybe you didn't.
You tell it.
Well, I can tell you my Warhorse story.
Go ahead.
As I was coming out of Warhorse, I like kick something with my foot, look down. It was a
war horse?
No, it's a bucket of Popeye chicken, and I saw a biscuit.
Sea biscuit. Okay.
Sea biscuit.
Oh, right. That's his war horse,
right? Sea biscuit.
Okay. Aaron, what was yours? Aaron,
I guess I already told it. My aunt worked at a library for like 20 years, and she has a really thick Boston accent, and she worked in like the movie department. And someone asked her for a movie recommendation, and she said, "War Horse." And the person said, "What?" like 10 times. And then my aunt had to go over and point to it.
War Horse.
She was like, "War Horse. It's War Horse. Of course it's War Horse. It's War Horse that you want to see. War Horse." And I was like, that's the movie title that is the true nightmare to say in a Boston accent.
Do you have multiple family members that are librarians?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people. I'm at a library when I was in Australia for a little bit, so I'm a part of the club. But my aunt, my mom, my cousin, both my sisters worked at a library, and I was the only one who did.
How do Aussies say library? Library?
Library?
Library?
Library?
And how do Bostonians say it?
Library.
Library.
No, the place where you got to be real quiet.
Library.
The place where you take your boyfriend to break up with him so he can't shout.
Do you only have female librarians in your family? Or is any? Do you have any? There are no male librarians in the ones that you just mentioned?
I think maybe one of my guy cousins worked at the library in like high school.
Please, cousins.
Cousins.
Dozens of cousins.
Cheaper by the cousins.
But yeah, we're a real library family. My mom and my aunt, we used to work together. And they had to be separated a lot because they were like, get the fighting. Giggles and be
oh,
up to no good.
Oh, you cannot get those in the library.
Yeah, they would constantly be just cracking each other up.
That's a big no-no poo-poo.
Speaking of a big no-no poo-poo, you are sitting inside a plane. There's a horse in front of you and a car behind you. Where are you?
You said that we had several good guesses.
Car.
Oh, that's right. That's it.
What was it?
Horsepower.
Good guess, but no.
It doesn't have anything to do with horsepower and engine?
Can you give us a hint, no. Mr. Addle?
What about cargo? Is it like cargo?
It's not escargo. The hint is while you're in this plane, you might smell popcorn. You might smell candied apples or cotton candy.
Oh, it's a carnival plane.
Okay.
So is it one of those? Is it a ride? Is it a ride at a fair?
It's a ride.
It is a ride.
Okay. You have a horse in front of you and a car behind
it's
you.
It's a merry-go-round in front of you and the bumper car
Aaron,
behind you.
Bingo, bingo, ha-ta-ta-ta, ha-ta-ta-ta-di. It is a carousel or a merry-go-round.
Can I see a scene?
Mm-hmm.
You're like a young couple and you're a teenage couple and you're at a carnival and you're trying to negotiate what ride to go on first.
Tony, I kind of want to go. Let's see. Ferris wheel is nice because we can make out and see the whole lay of the land.
Yeah, but I have vertigo, and if we go up there, I might puke or even hurl.
Okay, well, House of Mirrors might be fun because then I can watch you finger bang me from many angles. And, and it might look like one, your fingers are real fat, and one, your fingers are real tall.
I have body dysmorphia, and if I go into that House of Mirrors, it's really going to exacerbate that condition. So
did you exacerbate before you came here? I told you not to.
No, you told me not to masturbate before I got here, I also did. So
what'd you think of?
I'm a proud boy.
I might just be an old person who's been working at this carnival for 150 years, but my two cents is you shouldn't be with a partner who controls when you exasperate and masturbate. Back to my little lair.
Excuse me, old man.
Why would anyone take advice about masturbating from an old man?
We do it more than anyone.
Is it true?
Is that true? When you masturbate, is it like a keyboard cleaner? Or just it's just like air coming out, nothing else?
Well, let me ask my oldest friend, Adel Rafai. I'll get him on the phone.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep.
Hello, Adel Rafai here.
Adel, we're old, aren't we?
Yes, I was 38 when I was on the Titanic.
Sure.
And
my grandson is Charles Lindbergh.
I've already forgotten the question. Oh, bye.
Bye. Click.
He said he was 38 when he was on the Titanic. What was your question?
It wasn't that.
Win me a prize.
What's that?
Win me a prize.
Okay, old man.
I want one of those.
If you throw a dart right into my heart, you win this entire carnival.
I want a 6x6 glass thing of Guns N' Roses.
This feels like Something Wicked This Way Comes. Is this a novel? Am I stuck in a novel? Are we all familiar with that book?
No. Mm-hmm. The only carnival one I know is the five people you meet in heaven. The old man who gets crushed at the carnival. And then he gets to meet five people in heaven before he goes off to his specific heaven.
The only carnival stuff I know is Clive Barker. Carnival Barker.
What are some of the five people that you'll meet in heaven, old man?
So when you masturbate when you're old. Well, what was your question? Five people you meet in heaven.
You still have a libido?
Libido is my car.
Oh,
and
I love Ricky Martin.
I love driving a libido.
You drive a Chrysler Libido?
Yeah.
That's a real pussy magnet.
Living libido loco.
Yeah, it's true. Anyways, scene.
Anyways, better be seen.
I was never going to let that old man go.
No, I know. I loved him. That was my JP Riddle. what should his name be? Carnival something.
Carnival Masturbate.
That's
Carnival
his name.
Masturbate. Why don't we take a quick break, go to Carnival, get some lemon shakeups, some elephant ears, and we'll be right back.
You mean funnel cake?
With more. What did you say? Elephant ears.
Funnel
riddles.
Cake.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
TPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Step right up, step right up. Here, right here. You there, girl.
Yes?
Why don't you come over here and solve a riddle?
Okay, I'm a little girl.
Oh, okay.
Hoop, 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 hoop.
Stop hula hooping. Stop hula hooping.
But I'm so good at it. Throw another one.
Throw another what?
Hula hoop at me while I answer your riddle.
That came from the sky. I didn't throw anything at you.
Oop, here comes another one. God's on my side today, mister.
You think God throwing hula hoops on you means he's on your side?
Ooh, God's on my side today, mister. I'm going to have strong ass.
Little girl.
Yes.
Would you agree that those hula hoops are about give you about a 1-inch diameter berth from your body?
I think what God's trying to do is encapture you.
I don't know. Hoop doo 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 boop boo doo.
We cut to heaven. Step right up, step right up. If you want to win a prize, just hook a human. Throw a hoop, throw a hoop, snag a human, and win a prize. I'm God, and this is heaven.
See.
Next riddle, please. I gotta do a riddle.
Wait, that wasn't a riddle.
That was madness.
Great.
Here's a riddle.
I'm very good at hula hooping.
Here's a little riddle about Jack and
Diane.
That's
my secret talent.
Yeah, your hips don't lie. Is that true?
I'm very, very, very good at hula hooping.
Do your hips lie?
No, they don't.
Can we ask your hips some questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hips, how old are you?
28.
Okay.
Checks out.
Hips, have you ever shit your pants?
Have I ever shit my pants?
Yes,
no,
yes.
But I've seen Aaron shit her pants. Does that count? I will not lie.
This is my favorite moment on the podcast of all time.
You can ask a couple more. My hips don't lie. Welcome back to Aaron's Hips Don't Lie.
Okay, let's do another base level test. Hips, how many of you are there?
Two.
Okay, checks out.
Okay. Hips, how would you describe Aaron's breasts?
None of your business.
Okay, I was going for the Shakira lyrics. I wasn't trying to be offensive.
I'll describe them. Lucky for my breasts are small and humble, so you don't confuse them with mountains. One more.
Hips, who's your favorite president?
John F. Kennedy's close second, Obama.
I like that Kennedy fellow because he's Catholic.
Mm.
I'm ready.
Okay. It took us, this is like episode 80-something.
Uh-huh.
It took us this long. No, it's 70-something. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not.
It took us this long to do this riddle, but we're finally going to do it. Coming back from break. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
I think we've done this one before.
No, I don't remember it.
I don't think so.
For this one, there is a right answer. This is not a mystery.
This is not the existential question. Well, let's really break this down.
What came first? So we're assuming it's Adel giving us this riddle.
The chicken, because in the sentence, the chicken came before the egg.
JPC's going to say, assuming it's Adel, the chicken because eggs don't come.
Yeah.
100% that's what you're going to say. Is that right?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly.
I know you two a fucking T.
Yeah, so.
Call me Ford because I know you two a T.
Am I wrong?
What was yours?
The chicken, because it came first in that sentence.
Aaron, great guess. That is incorrect.
So my guess, I will officially submit it into the public record. Eggs can't come.
You are correct, but not with the answer.
Damn it.
Eggs.
Why?
Which came first?
Because they're a breakfast food and chicken isn't.
Okay.
You never
had chicken sausage?
Not on purpose.
Excuse me, I asked for pancakes, and these are clearly chicken sausage links.
Purely from an evolutionary perspective, I believe like reptiles have eggs, and they probably evolved way before chickens. So eggs in some fashion came before chickens.
Ring ding, ding a ding ding, JPC got it. The answer is the egg, because dinosaurs were laying eggs a long time before there were ever chickens. And actually, I believe chickens are a direct descendant of raptors. That may not
Toronto?
Be true.
And what descended from chicken? Like what?
Well, descended from chickens. Michael J. Fox. what else?
George Clooney's The Fox in the Hound.
George. Up in the air. I want to see a scene. You two are a dinosaur couple, and you just had an egg, and you're worried that the next generation after you might start to evolve, and that's your concern as this egg is starting to hatch.
Honey, can you help me pick up this egg? My arms are too short.
Look, you married a T-Rex, okay? You're a T-Rex, you married a T-Rex. Our arms are too short.
I
want our arms to be too short, okay? We're two short-armed dinosaurs. No freak son of mine, or daughter, whatever it turns out to be.
We don't even know it's going to be a freak yet.
Look.
What if it has hair?
Times are changing, okay? The McKinleys down the street, they had a child with a penis.
What?
Yes. I had honest to God a
we
penis.
We don't have genitalia?
I don't think we have a penis. I know we definitely have to have genitalia.
Yeah, but like
we cut to the dinosaur doctor. What did you come in today?
My cloaca hurts.
Just hop up on the stool here.
Scratch.
Okay, you broke my stool.
Well,
hop up on this couch here.
Crash.
Okay, why don't you just stay standing and I'm going to come underneath you like someone at AutoZone underneath the car?
Sure.
Okay, let me take a look at the old engine. What do we got here? You said your cloaca hurts?
I think it's my cloaca that might be acting up.
Okay, your penis looks fine. Let's take a look at the
cloaca. Wait, I'm sorry?
Said, your penis looks fine, but I'll take a look in the cloaca.
Okay, so I do have a penis.
You do have a penis.
That's great news.
We also call that a cloaking device.
Why?
It's kind of fun.
Fun, yeah.
This is a doctor humor.
Sure. Okay, my wife is going to be so mad. Cut back to the wife. So I got back from the doctor. Turns out I do have a penis.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I owe the neighbors an apology for yelling at their son.
While you were gone, the egg hatched?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's just Danny DeVito.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
We have twins?
Yeah, it's two Danny DeVitos.
Oh, my God, we had twins.
Wah.
Well, this seems like an evolutionary step backwards.
Same.
And twins.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
And I'm the Danny DeVito one.
And twins.
All right, let's go to the next riddy.
I love these riddies.
If it takes 10 hours for 8 men to build a wall, how long does it take 4 men to build a wall? If it takes 10 hours for 8 men to build a wall, how long does it take for 4 men to build a wall?
I don't know, but they can't get it up soon enough because these migrants, they're coming in to our country.
Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare.
Aaron, if you say nightmare 3 times on the podcast, JPC turns into JP Riddles.
No, uh-oh. I don't.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't.
Okay.
JP Riddles just walked in wearing a robe, nothing else, and holding hot chocolate, and then
turned
just walked
around,
right back out.
We're going to look back at this podcast and be like, eventually we got to a point where we would get about 5 minutes into an episode, then we'd call for JP Riddles to show up, and it would be 45 minutes
later. JP Riddles was really our quagmire.
Mm-hmm. Giggity, giggity.
Highly problematic.
Hope I get my own show.
Sorry, Cleveland got all that. If it takes 10 hours for 8 men to build a wall, how long does it take 4 men to build a wall?
8 hours.
10 hours for 8 men.
Mm-hmm.
5 hours for 4 men.
Nope.
That's just math.
That's just math,
That's
baby.
Just math.
10 hours.
Nope.
Hmm. Well, so I know the answer to this riddle.
What
is the answer?
You both want to know?
Yeah.
4 men don't build the wall. They order people to build the wall.
GPC, that is a better answer than the actual answer.
What?
But that is incorrect.
That's incorrect? Oh, man. The fucking bosses of this world, right? Foreman.
Aaron,
have we really gotten to the point where when I pose a riddle, you just yell, what is it?
Well, I guessed for a little while.
Because it's fine.
I ate most of my supper.
I had all the vegetables.
No,
what is
you ate all the vegetables.
Call me Kate Moss because I guessed for a little while. She is a model for guest jeans. I just need to explain my joke.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
What is the answer?
8 men, 10 hours. Wait, say the riddle one more time. It's a wording thing.
If it takes 10 hours for 8 men to build a wall, how long does it take 4 men to build a wall? And let me set the scene right now, the table. This answer fucking blows.
16 hours. Double the
no.
time. Double the time.
No.
16 hours.
I'll give you a hint. There is no time in this answer. There's no math involved.
Okay. How long does it take 4 men to build the wall?
Oh, it's already built.
Yeah.
Aaron is correct. The wall is already built.
Fuck.
Doesn't that suck?
It's a wall. You can always build more.
Then you'll just be stuck behind a wall all on your own.
Wow. Grass is always greener on the other wall.
I want to see
you get grass on your wall?
You get grass on your wall?
Hey, if there's grass on the wall, play beer.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are construction workers and you're at, this is going to be a really niche scene. The two of you are construction workers, and you are both at a Pink Floyd concert where they're playing The Wall, and you're heckling Pink Floyd.
Give us a spin, Pink Floyd.
Yeah, more industrial drilling equipment, Pink Floyd.
Woo! Hey, Josh.
Yeah?
What's your favorite Pink Floyd song?
I hate Pink Floyd. You know that.
Me too. I hate Pink Floyd too. That was a trick question, Josh.
What's the one that they play at the beginning of CSI Miami?
Dim 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 dim. What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Law and Order.
Law and Order. Mm-hmm. You know who I would just give about anything to go out on a date with me?
Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska Hargitay.
Oh, boy. I am a Hargitay fanatic.
I will go Haga crazy if I can go on a date with Mariska Hargitay.
Hello.
Hey, shut up, Roger Waters.
Is
with
there
Duncan.
Anybody in there?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
She gives me a Mariska Hardon Gate.
You know what I like about her?
What's that?
Her work ethic, her personality, and how she has never given up on that show. She's the heartbeat of that show.
Speaking of giving up on that show, what about that bum Christopher Maloney?
We really are Statler and Waldorf, aren't we? Those Muppet old men.
Nope, we're very specific with a very specific knowledge of
Law and Order SVU.
Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. I'm Roger Waters. And I'm David Gilmore. And we're two in the pink and one in the wall.
Why don't you munch on my balls? What about that Detective Munch? He sure is good.
Richard Belzer. Here's a question for you.
Get him with all the Belzer whistles.
A man is lying shot on the road.
Amanda, lying shot on the road.
The police come to investigate. Right away, they know who shot him. Why?
He shot himself.
No.
Is it Tupac and they know Biggie shot him?
They know Suge shot him.
Suge shot him.
You think Biggie shot Tupac?
Uh-huh.
Do you...
Tupac shot Biggie.
So Biggie was killed.
And the bullets hit in the midair.
The bullets ricocheted.
Uh-huh.
Bullets ricocheted off Brooklyn and what, to California?
Went to California. How long does it take a bullet that ricochets off Brooklyn to hit California? Because that's it was like 3 months, right?
If a bullet leaves Brooklyn at 7:40 a.m.
Mm-hmm. I'm on that bullet
train. It's going to be
Brooklyn.
Tired all day.
Mm-hmm.
That's an early train.
That's an early bullet.
Do you think
that's not early for you.
No.
JPC wakes up early.
You got to get up pretty early to get up on the old JPC to the bead.
Do you like to beat the sun? Do you like to wake up before the sun?
Yeah, I got you, son. You rat bastard. No, I have blackout curtains in my room, too, so I always wake up in darkness. But I think it was Mariah's mom asked me today. She was like, how do you do it? How do you, like, wake up early, like, every day? And I was like, I'm insane. And my brain is, by 4 p.m., my brain is melted. It's useless. So
and we're, of course, recording at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your brain is like a Salvador Dali painting, right?
Stairs.
Useless?
Everywhere. Priceless.
Useless?
Melting clocks.
It's everywhere you want to be. MasterCarb.
MasterCarb.
That's my favorite Aqua Teen Hunger Force character.
It's my favorite.
Just the melting loaf of bread, MasterCarb.
It's my favorite Pokemon, MasterCarb. What's the fucking riddle?
Pokemon. Let's get dangerous. A man is lying shot on the road. The police come to investigate. Right away, they know who shot him. Why?
A man is lying. He wasn't shot. He's not telling the truth.
No.
Fuck.
It was right in front of some, like, it was the, it was, you know.
Just right in front of some kids on a road trip?
No, you
does
know
the location of the road matter?
Yeah, it is Abbey Road.
It's a specific road?
No.
Damn.
Is it in, like, front of a specific building?
It's front of the, no.
Okay.
He's lying shot on the road.
He's lying shot on the road. The police come to investigate. Right away, they know who shot him.
Is
why?
The specific part of his body that is shot, does that matter?
Yeah, I shot him in the dick.
Is it a gunshot? Wife.
Is it a what?
Gunshot?
Yes.
Okay.
Were you going to say it's like a flu shot or
yeah.
something?
Was he shot through the heart? Because if so, Bon Jovi's to blame. He gave love a bad name.
And he rode away on a steel horse.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Wait.
Aaron, that was so sad.
Is the location of where he was shot, does that matter?
No.
Fuck. So the location of the road doesn't matter. Location of where he was shot doesn't matter. Is he alone?
We'll say yes.
Fuck.
We'll say that when he was shot, he was alone. Here's the most important part of the riddle. A man is lying shot on the road.
He's not dead.
Aaron,
so the man says out loud who shot him.
The man was shot, not killed. He was able to tell police immediately who shot him.
Who shot him?
It says here J.P. Riddles. JPC, is J.P. Riddles here with us today?
Oh, J.P. Riddles. I just got a text from J.P. Riddles, and he says he went out to get donuts, but the donuts are in air quotes.
If you guys had ice cream.
Air quotes somehow written out.
If you guys had to eat ice cream every night, ice cream would stop being very special pretty quickly, right?
I don't know. People universally always like ice cream.
We all get sick of ice cream. You get sick of ice cream.
You feel guilty for eating it, but you like the journey.
Here's my impression of JPC doing warm-ups before the podcast. I kissed my cousin Tammy on the tummy.
That's good.
Pretty accurate.
I kissed my cousin Tammy on the tummy. She was a police horse.
I kissed my cousin Tammy on the tummy. She was a police horse ghost of a dead dog.
I whispered in a doggy's ear, and it said, "There is no fear."
The doggy was reading my t-shirt.
She was my cousin.
How do you fall on a knife but not get pierced? Actually, no, I want to see a scene. Let's go back a tad.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a scene with J.P. Riddles. No, I want to see a scene. Aaron, you have been shot. Do you want JPC to be shot?
Yeah.
Okay, JPC, you've been shot.
Fuck that.
You've been shot.
Got it.
The perp ran off. Aaron is a
bystander who saw everything, and she's come over to take a look and to be there with you, but she's of no help.
Did I? Oh, I saw the whole thing.
Oh,
I saw
God.
The whole thing.
You did? You saw that?
Yeah, I think you're okay at, like, mostly just grazed past
Ooh,
you.
No, I'm a doctor. I was shot in the gut.
Okay, I'm a dancer. Are we just bragging about our jobs?
No.
Oh, yeah, but I went to school, too, for dance.
This is very serious. I was shot in the gut. I think I have internal bleeding.
Okay, I really just think I saw it, like, whiz past your tummy.
Oh, I feel it in there. I still feel it in there.
Maybe
there's
you're
no,
just having sympathy pain by my period?
There's no exit wound. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. But no, I definitely was shot. In the stomach.
I really saw it. It really
did
just
you,
didn't.
Did you get a good look at the guy who did it?
Yeah, it was a dog in a wig. So I don't know.
No, it couldn't have been.
That's a goddamn lie.
Well, that's just a regular dog with no wig.
I saw the whole thing, and it definitely was not a dog in a wig. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
Okay, now I'm hallucinating. There's a talking dog in a
wig. Oh, you're hallucinating? Well, I'm a dancer. What are we just bragging?
See?
Don't pass out. Don't pass out.
Are we human or are we dancers?
Are we
dancer?
That's a riddle.
Dogs.
Are we human?
A riddle brought to you by the Killers. How do you fall on a knife but
you
not get pierced?
You remind me of a dog on a knife.
Somebody told me you had a dog who looked like a cat.
How do you fall on a knife
but not get
but
pierced?
Not get pierced?
And don't say you're Brosnan.
It's not.
Damn it.
JBC, I am one step ahead of you every single time.
You've been eating my lunch all podcast.
I did an Instagram story asking if Pierce Brosnan was handsome, and I got like 50 responses. People
you did
were
an
like.
Instagram story asking if Pierce Brosnan was
what was
handsome?
The.
People were really torn.
Really?
Yeah, because they're like,
he is devastatingly handsome.
Him now, young Pierce Brosnan. Does not do it for me. Even
really?
Him now.
How young?
Not
like
my
Goldeneye?
Favorite.
Goldeneye Pierce?
Young
Brosnan?
And old. I think he's absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I think he got hotter the beautiful. Older he got. Like now, I'm like, yeah, I guess he does not do it for me. And
wow.
I had a lot of people agree with me. I had a lot of ladies and female identifying people tell me that they didn't think he was handsome. And a lot of men, I think of the straight variety, were like, no. It was interesting.
Men, nope. So men thought he was handsome. Women did not think he was handsome?
Mm-hmm.
Men want to fuck him. Women don't want to be him.
Yeah. And that's not factoring the sexual orientation of anyone. It is just a lot of men, I think, are sensitive about Pierce. They're like, if he's not handsome.
Piercing eyes.
I think he's handsome. So I think he's like traditionally handsome.
See, to me, he's not. Like, look up young Pierce Brosnan and then tell me if you would be like.
But like Goldeneye Pierce Brosnan? Because that's the youngest I remember him.
I will
know.
Say. I
type
will
in young. I'll type it in.
I do think Tyler is traditionally handsome.
Tyler? Oh, God.
Is that one of the Hanson brothers?
I would have accepted Chris.
I prefer Chris Colin Firth.
Now, Colin Firth is also attractive, but I think Pierce Brosnan's a more attractive older man than Colin Firth.
No.
And are we just watching Mamma Mia
JBC,
now?
Like, JBC, while Aaron is Googling stuff, uh-huh. I want you to do your solo show.
Sure.
This is called Who's on Firth? This is your vaudeville act.
Sure, got it.
About how British actors have funny names these days. This is called Who's on Firth?
Well, who's on Firth? The Bill Nighy to left field. And I'm full of glee, son, because this baseball game is going so well. One more British actor. There was another British actor, Bill Nighy, Colin Firth, Brendan Gleeson.
Clive Owen's out there. Yeah, Christian Bale is kind of fun.
Christian Bale's British?
I think he's British.
Yeah,
maybe he's Australian. He's British.
Let's play the videotape of him yelling
Andrew
at that cameraman.
Oi, who's fucking Predator here?
Yeah.
No, I mean Terminator. Terminator. I'm Terminator, and I want you to be fucking Terminator.
Oi.
Oi.
Oi, who's fucking Terminator
Oi.
Here?
Oi, who's fucking Terminator here? I am. Cameraman's in shot. Fuck off. Oi, don't fuck with the Christian fucking Bale. Tommy. Terminator.
All right, Terminator. Don't listen to that. Christian Bale's definitely not British. I don't know what he is.
And scene.
Can we have a t-shirt in the shop that just says, Oi, who's fucking Terminator? No, Predator. Who's fucking Predator? Can I see?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who is this? That's young Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, young Pierce Brosnan, not a good looking guy.
Really?
Right there, I think Goldeneye Pierce Brosnan, like Pierce Brosnan as Bond, such a smokestack.
Can I just say, Oddjob in the N64 game Goldeneye, fucking smoke show.
Yeah, the also just the best character
snooze.
To play.
Snooze.com/snooze.
He looks like a TV anchor.
He looks not like
Maybe I just like someone have like a little character to them, but he sort of looks like a Ken doll if a Ken doll had no personality.
I think it looks great.
Yeah.
No personality, no
but
genitals.
But that's interesting that straight identifying males think that he's attractive.
I think it was exclusively, I mean, I didn't know some of the people personally, but in terms of my friends, it was only straight identifying males who were defending him.
Oh, did I ever tell you guys that I was next to Pierce Brosnan at a urinal?
No. Oh, I hate
more this. More like 005 and a half.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the joke you were making? All right. Did I ever tell you guys I was right next to Pierce Brosnan at a urinal?
At a urinal?
Yeah.
Is that a urinal?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Talk about a golden eye.
You, urinal. Oh, finish your joke.
Said, yeah, talk about a golden eye.
You like his brown eye?
That's insane.
No, because he's peeing.
Mm.
The eye of his penis. It was the eye of his penis. You know what? In my mind, he's James Bond because he was the Bond that I like knew when I was at the age where I identified a Bond.
Do you know what time Sean Connery likes to play badminton?
What time?
Tennis. I don't know.
Did you make that up?
No.
Sure.
I heard that from Gemma.
Oh.
How do you fall on a knife but not get pierced?
Fall handle first.
Handle first.
No. In my head, I was like, what's this?
Adel had to pick up, visualize a knife, visualize falling, and then say no. Why does that not work?
I fell on my own sword. How do you fall on a knife but not get pierced? Honestly, it works, but it's not what I have written down here.
Okay. How do you fall?
I have written down, look up the answer.
Google it.
Google young Pierce Brosnan. How do you fall on a knife but not get pierced?
How do you fall? Is it fall of the season?
It's the fall of the season. Bum, bum, bum. Is he pierced like me?
On a knife?
Who's your dad? Who's your daddy? Shrek me daddy.
Dude, this sucks.
Is he rich donkey?
Is the knife that you're falling on, like, mm-hmm. covered? Is it in a sheath?
It is not in a sheath. It is not this Swedish electronica duo, the knife.
Swedish chief?
Fruity, Pierce Brosnan.
How do you follow
the name's
that?
James Bond.
Erin has disengaged with the podcast. She hasn't talked in two minutes,
I'm
and
sorry.
She's fully Googling Pierce Brosnan.
Erin, you have just been on your phone for 5 minutes.
I'm looking up something to make...
You have a joke that you're trying
you're
to make?
No, it's not
something.
A joke. It's just a...
It's a reference?
I can't give... I'll stop, but I'll
Let me grab here. Okay. Let's see what's your search history. What's an eggnog?
Cheryl Crow hair real? Question mark.
No, it's exclamation point.
Sharon Stone.
It's my
legs
blog.
Real?
It's my blog. Oh, it's my blog.
All real monsters cartoon? Question mark.
Pablo Picasso French? Question mark.
Keep going. I want 10 more of these.
Is peacoat urine?
Grass can be in sky? Question mark. Trogdor? Question mark.
Why is it all questions?
What do you Google?
I
don't add question marks.
What to Google? Question mark.
You don't add question marks.
No.
How will Google know if you're Googling a statement?
What?
Ruffalo, comma mark question. How do you fall on a knife but not get pierced? Let's all phones down.
Mm-hmm.
Phones down. Ass up. That's the way we like to puzz. Okay, let's really concentrate.
How do you fall on a knife but not get pierced?
How do you fall on a knife but not get pierced? I will say you are on the right, like Usain Bolt, you are on the right track with handle first. But just think about the other. So picture like a computer rendered knife and you can like move it and see all angles of it if you're moving it around.
But do it keep the blade away from you?
Yes.
Other side of the blade?
As cool as the other
Stab
side of the
blade.
Stab
it in the ground and then fall on it?
That would still be handle first. I mean, you're circling
dull
it.
Knife. Dull the knife.
Dull the knife is a great answer. Not correct answer. It's not a real answer.
Dull the knife.
I was going to say knack the knife.
Oh, when the teeth have no bite. Oh, that song has shark in it, so we should bring back, what was it, fucking Love Shark? Love Shark, baby, Love Shark.
Shark is heart.
I got me a shark, and it's as big as a whale shark, and it's about to sail.
Woo. Winston Churchill, Sharkest Hour.
Love Shark.
I don't think I'm ever going to get the answer
to this
riddle.
I don't know this riddle. This fucking sucks. Like, why?
You're so close.
I was trying to find a script from James Bond that Pierce Brosnan was in, and I was only going to talk in lines until you noticed, but it wasn't loading fast enough.
James Bond.
I want to see a scene. Erin, I'm going to give you first option.
Okay.
Because last time I gave you something, I can't remember what it was, but you said you wanted to pass.
Oh, I didn't want to be shot.
So do you want to be James Bond or no?
Yes, please.
Great. Erin is James Bond.
And this ruins the franchise for me.
Phoebe Waller Bridge. And JPC, you're going to be Moneypenny.
Got it.
And James Bond is trying to find if women found him attractive when he was younger.
I'd like a martini shaken, not stirred.
James, it's the middle of a work day.
Is it? I didn't notice. I like how you're here to talk to me.
You're incorrigible, James.
I don't know what that word means. Hey, tell me, Moneypenny. Is that your name?
It's Monkey Pussy.
Tell me. Monkey Pussy. Did anyone ever play the computer game Spy Fox? That's where Moneypenny comes from, anyways.
Nope, never played it.
All right, I'm going to lean up against you. Hey, Monkey Pussy.
What do you
pussy.
Want, James?
Monkey Pussy and that beautiful... That gown's just dripping off you. You could win a Guinness Book of World Records for hottest body and hottest personality.
This whole thing is just something I wear to work, James.
Well, now I complimented you. It's your turn to compliment me. Was I hot when I was younger?
Younger? What do you mean, James?
From 18 to 30, was I hot?
I didn't know you. Can I see a picture?
And I'm going to take 5 minutes to bring it up on Google.
And we cut to the Guinness... scout.
Sure.
Okay, so I got your call. You went to see if you could make it in the book for Monkey as Pussy, so let's...
I think I said...
Hi, my name's Aaron Keefe. I'd like to be in the running.
I want to be up for the running for Monkey as Pussy, because honestly, my pussy is bananas.
I think I could win Monkey as Pussy.
That's our new t-shirt. I think I could be Monkey as Pussy. You can only wear it indoors.
Well, I, for the first time, and I mean it, that's the first time I've ever surprised JPC in the entire few years of knowing him. He's known everything I'm about to say, and he didn't know I was about to say that.
I mean, anybody who listens to this podcast could probably put $100 that I was going to say Monkey Pussy.
That's true.
It's my favorite Brendan Fraser movie.
Yeah.
Monkey Pussy.
Tarzan.
Tarzan. This is our last riddle. The show's over once you solve it.
Yes.
How do you fall on a knife?
No. I don't want to.
I don't know.
You two are so close.
I don't
close.
Know.
You two are so close.
You fall.
Give me one more
picture.
Hint.
Fall back.
Here.
Forward. Backward.
I want you two to close your eyes.
You fall backward.
Yeah, fall away from it. I want you two to close your eyes. Okay. Picture you tripped and you're falling.
Yes.
As you're falling, time goes into slow motion. Nope, no screen.
I'm picturing it.
Time goes into slow motion. There's a knife on the ground in front of you. How do you maneuver it? If you can reach out and maneuver it and manipulate it before you land,
like Tetris,
and you can't move it away or throw it, how do you move it or Tetris it to where you're not going to get pierced in the stomach? And it's not handle up, because that will still...
Flat.
Flat.
JPC, thank you, my God. Flat. The answer is when the knife is lying flat on the ground. That's not
JPC
a knife. This is a
God
gun.
Now?
Wait, are
what?
We assuming
is
that
JPC
the knife was
God
just
now?
Sticking straight up out of the ground?
How?
Who did that?
How do you fall on a knife but not get pierced when the knife is laying flat on the ground? And I also threw in there just for fun. That's not a knife. This is a gun. Is that fun?
No.
Does that make sense?
Dude, who wrote these riddles?
A sheep.
Docs them.
Crocodile Dundee.
Docs these riddles.
Docs these riddles. That does it for us. Did you two have fun?
Yeah, this was a manic episode.
I think this is the least you two have ever tried on riddles.
These riddles were so fucking hard.
I want to do some plugs. Number one, thank you to Patty Suki, my mommy. Mama Riddles for that. Yes, give her a round of applause. I want to give a big thank you. We received a wonderful package in the mail from Australia from a man named Dan Cohen. Cohen?
Thank you, Dan.
It's my last name, and I still don't know how to pronounce it.
And he sent us a box that was, I want to say, 100 pounds. And on the box, it showed how much he paid in shipping, and it was $75. So that's just shipping, not even the contents. Inside was bags on bags on bags of caramel koalas, which is Aaron's favorite.
It's my favorite candy.
Cherry Ripes, which I've become obsessed with, and a bunch of other candies. So, Dan, thank you so much for that wonderful package. I also want to mention...
It meant so much. It was just such a nice...
We picked out.
It's my favorite candy.
We turned into little piggies. I also want to thank, a while ago, Lauren McGregor, who's also from Australia. She sent us a package of caramel koalas and was so generous, and she sent us several bags. And we recorded ourselves on mic eating those and talking about those and thanking her. But that is one of our lost episodes. So I also want to thank Lauren McGregor for that package that she never got credit for. And
yeah, we did
forgot.
A whole episode where I got, every time I got a riddle right, I got a caramel koala.
We gave her a caramel koala. But after that episode got lost, we forgot that we didn't get to thank her. So we wanted to thank her as well. I also want to mention just for some personal plugs.
Quick, what happened was we had left the studio. We put the episodes on the top of our car. We got home and we were like, oh my God. We put the episodes on the
top. Oh my God, we don't have a car.
Let me go.
We went to the dealership the next day. It had burned down 100 years ago.
And we walked around Chicago going, dude, where's my pod? I also want to promote, I was recently on one of my favorite podcasts of all time, The Teacher's Lounge. So please check me out on the episode of Teacher's Lounge and check them out in general.
I listened to it. I listened to your episode. It was really, really funny.
Thank you.
Also, you're going to want to come check out Hey Riddle Riddle at Sketchfest in San Francisco, January 18th. Tickets are on sale now. Our guest is going to be Rob Cordry. Speaking of Sketchfest, Magic Tavern will also be there January 17th. Our guest is Trace Ballou, who is Crow on the original MSTK 3000. He's one of my heroes. I'm so nervous and excited to play with him. And also, Hello from the Magic Tavern is doing a tour in 2020, January 12th through the 17th. And we're hitting up Atlanta, Charlotte, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and San Francisco. So please go to our website and buy tickets, and we hope to see you there. Japes, anything to plug?
I just wrote a book called Fully Automated Luxury Communism. It was very good. I highly recommend it.
Mm. What was it about?
Fully Automated Luxury Communism.
Aaron, anything to plug?
I want to plug our Patreon because we have so many episodes over there right now, and I'm not just saying this. They're my favorite episodes. Like, my top five favorite episodes of all time are all over there. Like, there's an episode with my parents. There's an episode with our significant others. Both Hey Relationships. One of my favorite episodes ever where we do, we make up local public access TV shows. The D&D campaign.
All of our live shows.
All of our live shows. And a lot of the times, like, I've laughed the hardest on the show are all over there. I think at this point, if you haven't tried it yet, now it's totally worth $5. You get so much content. And
it's probably a perfect gift for, if you don't know, if someone in your family or a friend or someone in your life is hard to shop for, confuse them wildly by getting them a Patreon subscription to this podcast they probably have never heard.
Or get your best friend to listen to this, like, 3 months of our Patreon.
It's also a great gift to get for someone who has died or passed away. They can still enjoy great content.
And they can't cancel.
And they can't cancel.
And follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram. You can find out about my other shows and projects there.
And Aaron, you're a huge, I don't know if you've, I think you've mentioned this before, you are a massive John Lithgow fan. And you mentioned you mentioned that you were writing a reboot, only this time it's not called Third Rock from the Sun, it's called...
Third Rock from the Sun is, my son's name is Jupiter. Did I do it?
Hey, bye forever.
Created by Adil Rifai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris. 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, riddle, riddle.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.